Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful. It's March 22nd, 2023. Welcome to Fightful. This is the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. Jimmy Van out of the office today. So I am going it solo. And what we do when I go it solo, we do a super chat and humper chat driven show. You can go to youtube.com/Fightful live during any of these shows to submit your questions or before any show that we do, period, whether it be post-Impact, ROH, AEW, WWE, Listen Your Boy, Grapsody, Day After Dynamite, you can go to humperchats.com. What that does is allow you to leave your questions or statements before we go on the air. What I'm going to start doing in the future is if you all have any that are left for me for maybe a topic on Impact or SmackDown, I'll make sure that those get to me and I get the answers to the hosts or anything like that. So you have the ability to do that. And this show is guided by your super chats and humper chats. If this just isn't enough for you, if you want to get more Q&A stuff in, more questions answered, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. It is the most direct way to support us. And you get a Q&A show every week from yours truly. You get one every other week from Grapsody. Also, on all the exclusive news that we break, which is, man, hundreds of stories a month, you can leave a question or statement on there and we will try to address it. But Caden is in full troll mode. It's not annoying at all, Caden. He says, Goldberg should beat MJF. Sorry, not sorry. I get it, Caden. You're running the hot take gimmick now. Very, very clever. Spencer says, can you give me your card predictions for night one and two? Really wondering where they'll put Cena in theory. Thanks for all your hard work. So let me take a look at what is set for it, because you know you got to have the Usos and Zayn and Kevin Owens night one. But also I feel like you have to load up night one a little bit more because you know everybody's going to tune in and watch night two. It's going to happen. Like we're going to have that match headlining night two. We know that Rollins and Logan Paul is night one. So I would probably go Brock and Omos night two, Cena and Theory night one, Edge, Finn Balor, Hell in a Cell night one. You're going to split the tag showcases, obviously. I would have Charlotte and Rhea night one, Bianca, Asuka night two, Gunther, Drew, Sheamus night one, and maybe the six woman tag night two. Whichever night the women's showcase isn't on is the night that that we should have the six woman tag as well. So you'll have at least two matches there. So we got 11 matches. So right now, in my opinion, Rollins, Logan Paul, Charlotte, Rhea Ripley, Gunther, Drew, Sheamus, Cena, Theory, showcase or the women's six-woman tag, Edge, Balor maybe, and then Usos, KO, and Sami Zayn. That'd be seven matches right there, and I think that's pretty good. You get some main event level talent there as well. Let me make sure I am signed in to our Streamlabs here. That way I can get these humper chats and all that good stuff. But we've got Throwback just sending an incredibly generous super chat. Thank you so much. He says, hey, Bud, hope all is well with Stand and Deliver coming up. Do you see that show doing better than Mania Night 1? Do you see any surprises at Stand and Deliver? Haven't done this in a while, so thank you for your support. Do a good deed and pay it forward. Well, thank you very much, Throwback. I don't know if I expect any surprises at Stand and Deliver, but if I were WWE, what I would do is have a show where people go, not only do I need to watch NXT every week, I've got to watch these pay-per-views. I've at least got to keep up with this. And they got a good card right now. Carmelo and Braun Breaker, Gargano and Waller. The ladder match for the women's championship is going to be very, very good. I think the tag team division there is like, the women's tag division is like, okay. But you have Gallus and the family, Chase U and Tyler Bate against Schism, where you've got the debut of The Rock's daughter in the ring. The Fatal 5-Way NXT North American title match is going to be probably the most insane match of WrestleMania weekend from a WWE perspective. Like, I'm putting that up there with Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew as far as an in-ring perspective. I think they will stand on what they have, which is what they might have somebody pop up in the crowd or something like that. But I think they're going to stand and deliver with what they have. And I think that what they'll do is show people that it's not what you saw with just goofy characters off the wall. This ain't like WWF 94 or anything like that. What we're going to see is them delivering in the ring and showing you that the developmental brand can do that. Trey Cash, man, thank you so much. He's so generous. Sent us another one. He said, hey, Sean, I'm sorry. I know it's the millionth CM Punk question I've asked, but he's posting a lot on his IG stories. All seems to be wrestling related. Do you think he's giving hints of a comeback? So I'm working on some stuff. I will have some CM Punk updates. I've got one today on FightfulSelect.com. I talked to Dax. Dax opened up a lot about his conversations with CM Punk, how CM Punk is feeling. I'll talk about that on the post show on Fightful Select right after that. I think that CM Punk still loves wrestling. And Trey, never apologize for however many questions you ask about anything. You're supporting us. That's why we're here. But I think that CM Punk loves wrestling. He's still open to wrestling. It's just, I don't know what kind of steps will be taken to ensure on his part that he can wrestle again. Because you have the contract situation with AEW. I don't know if they're actively paying him. I would imagine they were while he was injured. Assuming he's still injured, I'm sure he's still getting paid. Because that threw a monkey wrench into everything, right? It's one thing for CM Punk to be like, I want out of here, or AEW to be like, we want you out of here. He was hurt, and he got hurt in their ring. And it's a Tony Khan thing very much to pay people while they're hurt, even if it's beyond the part of where their contract would have been up. Like, they had to pay this guy anyway, based on their own morality at that. So that sort of threw a lot of things into question, I would imagine. I think that he does want to wrestle, though. I absolutely think he wants to wrestle. Stu says, for the list, honest thoughts on Louis Dangor. I know you say he's a good guy, but despite the advice you, Alex McCarthy, and WrestleTalk have given him, he's gone down the route of tribalistic troll, quickly losing credibility. I did have an interpersonal conversation with Louis recently. I like him a lot personally. I know that he's a good dude with a good heart. I do not agree with the method in which he does things. There's a lot of people that disagree with the method that I do things, because I'm not going to tolerate people treating my staff and friends like shit. Louis wants to do things his way. I want to do things my way. There are an awful lot of people who tell both of us that it's the wrong way. I don't know how exactly his bills are paid in that sense. So ultimately, to me, what I try to do is I try to ignore it unless it undermine somebody else's work. And sometimes the tribalistic stuff does that. But ultimately, like, you'll never see me going after a John Pollock or even Ryan or anybody like that unless they're not crediting or like burying somebody or making up stuff. And that's not what most media does. So I haven't known him to make up things or anything like that that causes any harm. So I just ignore it. Ian says, got third row for Forbidden Door and can't wait. Think you'll make it up for the event. If you could book any matches, what would be your top three? Danielson and Sabre. Okada. I'd like to see Okada and Takeshita, really. And Sasha and Jade Cargill. I don't know if I'll make it up. I'm supposed to head to London 2 days later. I love Toronto so much. It's my favorite city in the world. It's my second home. I hope I can make it up. Maybe an overnight. We'll see how it works. That airport, though, woof. That's the thing. Like, I'm so terrified of that airport and how terrible it is that I don't have a lot of confidence in getting out of there. KE775 says, have you heard of WWE will do a draft post-Mania? How about this? I'll start digging into that immediately, but I haven't heard anything as of yet. Thoughts on the reports that Reigns was taking a hiatus post-Mania? Those reports were then debunked. Have they made you reconsider how the match ends? No, because nobody, I don't think anybody involved knows exactly like how that match is going to end until that ends up happening. Amir, you got to send your super chats on an actual post or we can't end up reading these. If you can't send them on there, you got to up the chat on there and then it'll let you. Any news on Carmella? I asked. I haven't been told anything. Am I going to Toronto for Forbidden Door again? I hope so. Original Kid says, is that a wrestling DVD collection behind you? It is. I just took a bunch of my pay-per-view DVDs to Toy Vomit because I don't really collect those. Those are all documentaries, match collections, or movies, actual wrestling movies. As far as Reigns taking a break, I mean, he's been taking breaks. I mean, it's nothing new. He's part-time now. Taylor Cannon says, do you think we could see all the new champions post-Mania or will we see any champions retaining? Oh, we'll definitely see some retaining for sure. I think we get new tag champs. I think Bianca might retain. I'd love to see her go a heel route. Rhea's going to win that title match for sure. I think Gunther could retain. Yeah. I think Gunther could retain. I think Bianca could retain. I think it's a possibility that Roman retains, honestly. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. Our friend Auntie Colin says, any news on celebrities rumored to appear at Mania? We have 2 weeks until Mania. Where's the Women's Hall of Fame inductee? Well, we reported on FightfulSelect.com that the plan was Stacey Keibler. You know, obviously she had a history in WCW, WWE, transcended very, very well. I had heard Snoop Dogg was maybe to be involved. There had been discussions about Bad Bunny as well. But I think we'll see those pop up over the next few weeks. But yeah, we don't know who's singing America the Beautiful. We don't know if anybody will co-host with Miz as of yet. Logan Paul's involved, so there's that as well. I'm sure you're a big Logan Paul fan. What's the percentage, Wood says, what's the deal with Zero News? Talk to him privately. Tried to talk to him about how to do things the right way. I'm not even a journalist, yet he always does the opposite. I've mentioned this a few times on the air. And again, I don't like to bury people in media, but he's not in media. So I'll put it out there. He had access briefly to some rundowns. He would get that from a guy named Boozer Rasslin, who tried to feed me news one time. And I didn't respond because I looked at his Twitter and I was like, little tribalistic for me. And I feel like it came with a slant as a result. Since then, that person got oddly aggressive towards me, started to feed that to Zero News. Zero would often make stuff up, though. Often. This is a person who made fun of a sick person, dying person, tried to have us thrown off our server, by the way. Our server laughed at him. And even then, whenever he started to get at least a glimmer of accurate rundowns, I tried to help this person. tried to, said horrible things about me personally without knowing me, still tried to help him. He would hit up me to try to confirm his harebrained stories or things that people were feeding him that were fake. And I'm like, hey, that's not how you do this. You don't reach out to another journalist to confirm your news. And I don't even consider myself a journalist or a reporter, a media shit poster. I have tried to say, hey, this is how you vet things. I don't make fun of his, like, his English or his typing or anything. Guy's got dyslexia. I ain't down with making fun of somebody for that, but like, you need to pay a little bit more attention to stuff like that, vetting your news. But what bothers me is that he would vague GIF, whatever the fuck you want to call it, tweet just any possible person that was gone, away, injured, anything. That way, months later, when they returned, he could refer back to that and be like, look, see. Well, the problem is, I know most of these people. I have a direct line to 80% of anybody in wrestling that I need to get a hold of. There's a pretty good chance I can get a hold of them. And numerous times they're like, I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about. And then when he would do his little celebratory tweets, I would reach out to that person. I was like, hey, does this match up? And they're like, no, absolutely not. In no way, shape or form. And I caught that dozens of times, and I've reached out to him personally. And I said, hey, listen, just keep my name out of your mouth, do good work, credit people. Don't make stuff up. There is no long-term benefit in making stuff up. It is easier to debunk than ever. The best method, here's some free advice for people who want to get into wrestling scoops. First off, don't, ain't worth it. Second off, if you just go slow and steady, eventually you develop your reputation. People trust you, whether it be an audience, whether it be talent, whether it be executives, whoever it may be. They know that you're not making stuff up. They know that you don't have an agenda associated with that. And they're more likely to be forthcoming with information. I tried. I did my best. And again, you will never see me hinder somebody who is doing good, honest work and is a good person. I won't do it. To me, the more the better, because the more people we have breaking news, the better for me. I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, isn't that competition? Well, sure it is. But we are better than anyone at getting additional details on stories, whether it be stuff that we broke or other people broke. So to me, the more the merrier. That's why I was very happy when Alex McCarthy and Louis Dangor and Gary Cassidy were all good people doing good work and breaking news. But I don't want to bore you guys with wrestling media bullshit anymore. Throwback says, any possibility of AJ returning soon? Rhodes and Styles would be awesome. Any idea on the Bengals in the NFL draft? They might make it this year. Keep kicking ass, bud. Being wicked crazy also. I've got a YouTube and a Twitter, Common Bengals W, where I offer Bengals thoughts and stuff like that. Bengals are like, I love the Cincinnati Bengals more than anything right now, but I don't think AJ's back anytime soon. At least when I asked, I heard that he wasn't close to being ready, unfortunately. Brandon Joseph says, since they will have used all the tape matches for ROH tomorrow, any idea what the plan is for next Thursday or the week after the pay-per-view? I would imagine they'll film something, or maybe they'll have a preview show, or they will film something at the pay-per-view. That's what makes sense to me. But also, there are tapings this weekend. I would imagine that maybe they film something this weekend on day two. Cruz Does Stuff says, hey, Sean, hope you're doing well. Do you have any advice for potential wrestling writers or journalists? And where would you start if you were getting started now? So, again, I get dozens of these a week. And I promise you, when I don't reply, it's not that I'm trying to ignore, but the information is out there. I will point you to my podcasts that I did with Tom Campbell. I did one with Chris Van Vliet. I did one that I don't know if it's out yet with Tom Talks Rubbish. And I did one with Xenia. And that's where you can go and get like as much information and advice as I could possibly give on that specific thing. Maybe one day I'll do a select feature, but if you want me to say where to start, do any type of work you can in wrestling. Like, I did so many jobs that nobody knows about. I did social media for places. I promoted, helped promote wrestling events, helped book them. I taped people's hands at MMA events, did commentary. Did fight coordination, managed fighters, managed their social media. I wanted to be able to learn every aspect of it and then just create content, way different kinds of it. Thank you, Beep Boop. Who has a better moveset, Nails or Omos? Nails. No, I got to go with Omos. I got to go with Omos because at least Omos is a good person. Jared says, why do you think a women's tag division hasn't caught on with any major promotion, really? What is it going to take? Rich stories and banger matches. It can't just be the Mean Girls thing. It can't just be the Underworld bullshit that we always saw in Impact. You gotta just have good stories to get people interested in it. KE775 says, if the rumors of Becky versus Trish at SummerSlam are true, how would you book it? Would you have Lita side with Trish after they drop the tag titles? So I don't think you can turn Becky heel soon, like as soon as possible, but you have to do something with Trish that makes her a heel, that makes her hated by fans. And that ain't easy to do, man. She's a legend. But that, what I had heard was that was the plan. I just don't know if that still is the plan because a lot of stuff had changed. However, I think that they can do something, and I think that Becky can get the audience behind them, but it has to be something like real good. It has to be something that gives Becky a real reason to be a babyface and Trish to be a real heel. I would love to see Lita side with Trish too. It gives Trish a little bit of help too. B. Eric says, have you heard of Triple H is considering or has considered bringing back the world heavyweight title? I haven't heard that, but what I would like for them to do is go in and clean up the lineages. I would love them to just do a thing and be like, hey, you know that cruiserweight title that was around for a few years that's got the same lineage as the old one as well? Hey, these tag team titles, even though we don't technically, the title that Demolition held doesn't exist anymore, we're going to clean that up a little bit. And yes, this is the same title as that. Universal title, that's the old world heavyweight title. I would love for them to just clean up the lineages there. Bridget, thank you so much. Look at this generous super chat. This is going to celebrate my 32nd wedding anniversary tomorrow. Who do you think is next for Chris Jericho? Well, first off, happy anniversary. A very lucky couple for you two to have each other. Bridget, you've been nothing but wonderful. And that cat is a beauty. It looks like it's sitting in the bed of a truck. Nice liner, too. Look at that. What do I think is next for Chris Jericho? I would actually like to see Chris Jericho out on his own. We haven't seen that since 2019, right? Because Jericho Appreciation Society started in March 2022. It's been around for a full year. Before that, we had Jake Hager and Sammy as a part of the Inner Circle as well. And that was going on since 2019. So we have seen Jericho as the leader of a stable for 3.5 years now, and I'm ready to see him in a straight-up tag team or on his own. I think it's very important that we do that because, you know, we've seen him with Sammy, and that'd be a cool team and all that, but I want to see him compete in either the trios. We saw it with the trios title match recently, but I would love to see that more, or I would love to see him in a straight-up tag team. I would really like to see that because I think he could add some marquee name value to trios feuds and tag team feuds. I love the Guns. I think they're way better than anybody gives them credit for, but I think that having a Jericho and Hager or Jericho and Sammy or Jericho and whoever would be great. And then you got 2.0 that's like, I thought we were the tag team. I thought we were up next. That could provide a little bit of intrigue and interest for me in Chris Jericho. He's going to keep working Dynamite. He's going to keep working big pay-per-views. But again, if you add that name value to the tag team division, well, then the tag team division just rises up as a result. TF says, any updates on Jay White and Brian Cage? Saw Cage tweeting something recently saying he wanted Lashley at Mania. Well, that's him saying if there was a forbidden door. But the reality is, his deal is up before WrestleMania anyway. There ain't no forbidden door needed. He could walk right out the ROH door. His deal's up. He agreed to work there through Supercard of Honor. Now, AEW has made a bit of an offer. I don't know. I'll find out if it's an official offer, but I know that AEW had made an offer to retain him, and he had some really good people in his corner. He had Jericho. I feel like MJF went to bat for him as well. But yeah. I and with White, you know, Somebody said, what happened? What did Louis do or say now? I mean, he's largely harmless, guys. Ain't hard to ignore people. Dream Ninja says, how likely do you think it is that Billy Stark signs with AEW after she graduates high school? She's getting a ton of time on Dark and done tours in Japan. Seems like she has a bright future. In my conversations with Billy, she's wanted, her goal is to make this her full-time living, which I was shocked it wasn't already, but she had done some other work. And she had told me that she wanted to go to college like for business as well. That way it would, she could help parlay it into wrestling. Like she's thinking so far beyond just the next 20 to 25 years that hopefully is her wrestling career. She's looking well beyond that and how as a businesswoman, she can handle things. Like this girl is brilliant, guys. Like I know a lot of people look at her in ring and they're like, oh, well, that's what stands out, man. She's a smart girl and she's surrounded by smart people. She's got a smart family, a good family too, a supportive family. She's going to do big things. She's going to do very big things. Daniel R. says, had school job fair today. What? Who is the best at selling you on the job at being a professional wrestling fan? I don't know what you mean. Oh, like, do you mean like who's the best at selling me on pro wrestling in general? If so, Roman, Cody, Brian Danielson, MJF are like the ones that I look at. Britt's also very good at it. Those are the ones. Trust the Process says, can you see Forbidden Door becoming AEW New Japan's version of Mania? Their de facto top annual event. They both go all out for maybe even book stadiums. Well, based on this ticket sales that we saw today, I think something big has got to happen next year for this. Like, yeah, I mean, it's already big. Toronto, that's incredible. I think they do a stadium there. And hopefully this leads momentum into All Out. I want to see an AEW collaborative stadium show. Get Impact involved. Get everybody else involved. Why not? And you know, the thing is, whether you're...
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Japan or here in the States, NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. Now you get 4 months free. That's not enough for you. How about changing your virtual location with just one click? That's not enough for you. How about it works on all your devices? That's not enough for you. How about a 30-day money-back guarantee? Is that still not enough for you? How about that online threat protection? Block online trackers, hackers, annoying pop-up ads, malware. Browse securely on that unsecured Wi-Fi when you're traveling, when you're at the hotel, when you're at the airport, any of that stuff. NordVPN.com/Fightful, the fastest VPN in the world. You can subscribe to overseas services, get pay-per-views much more affordably than here in the States or wherever you are, really. NordVPN.com/Fightful, 4 free months, 30-day money-back guarantee. Head over there. Check it out.
Love NordVPN.com/Fightful. Not just a sponsor. Like, I mean, they have taken care of us so much. So it would mean an awful lot if you guys tried that. Again, they are the best sponsor that we've ever had, period, point blank. Most useful sponsor, most understanding sponsor, NordVPN.com/Fightful. Taylor Cannon says, regarding Vince McMahon, any updates? Reports of him doing more than trying to get WWE sold. Has he been involved in any creative decisions for Mania? Not outwardly. A creative doesn't associate with him, doesn't deal with him. He was backstage at that Raw in Boston. And I know a lot of people said, like, oh, well, he stayed out of the way. No, if he's in Gorilla, he wants to be seen. If he's in Gorilla, he's in a place where everybody's got to walk by and see him before they go out and after they come back. I don't think that it was an accident that he did that. I think he was probably dipping his toes in the water. Any updates? No, outwardly he's not involved, but and privately I know what he's told people close to him, and I'll have a report on that on Select soon. But the WWE line is he's not involved. There are talent that are absolutely convinced that he's involved. You're going to come up to watch Max and Heidi beat up your BFF. Or should I just put Sean sends his regards on my whiteboard? I wish I was. I'll tell you this. Shaza McKenzie says she's coming to America. She says she's moving to America. I'll see you soon, Shaza. I'll see you soon, Shaza. I see your little jokes on the internet, and it went from our joke to your joke. I'll see you soon, Shaza McKenzie. Don't worry. Don't take kindly to that. Still friends. Still love Shaza, good buddy of mine, but lessons must be learned. Caden says, any news on Omega versus Cobb? Yeah, that's the tentative plan for the U.S. title as of right now. Jacob says, with TK's record or track record of treating legends with respect, you think TK should consider Goldberg in AEW, not full-time, but perhaps as a match or two? I tell you what, I've got on FightfulSelect.com at 4 p.m. Eastern on the post show. I've talked to some people that already do have interest in Bill Goldberg and a little bit of update on his status. We got some Punk stuff, some FTR stuff. Drop that $5 down over there. Let's get those subs back up, guys. Don't want to drop under 8,000 for the new month, but I think that he would at least entertain the idea of Goldberg coming in. It's got to be for the right money and the right situation. He was interested before is what I heard. Ricardo says, thoughts on the discourse around Kenny and Vikingo. I can't wait for the match. They've been trying to do this match for a long time, and Vikingo's schedule is just insane, and they found an opportunity to do it. They ran a video on Rampage. What more do you want? Hey, the vignettes aren't always winners. We've had Veer and Emelina and all that stuff, and we've had some great ones as well, and great ones that led to terrible stuff. But to me, the best introduction to an audience to Vikingo is a match. I don't have a problem with anybody having their opinion one way or another. It's just when I saw that, I'm like, we've seen this discourse a billion times. And anybody that really wants to know about him will learn about him. I'm sure they'll run something tonight as well. Any guesses for NXT call-ups? Thinking Indy, loser of Braun, Carmelo, Cameron Grimes, and Ivy, since she's been losing a lot on TV. They like Ivy a lot. And anybody who's met Ivy likes Ivy a lot. I had a great conversation with her in, where the hell was it? Dallas, Vegas, somewhere. I saw Big E and all those people doing a public tryout. I think maybe Vegas. But she has just got a great head on her shoulders. She looks like $1 million. She works like a main roster wrestler. They like her a lot. That's why she was brought in as an alternate for the Royal Rumble, and that's why they allowed her to do the Booker T thing. Cameron Grimes, he worked at SmackDown taping, and when I asked about it, I was told, well, we don't usually bring NXT wrestlers for SmackDown taping, so that should tell you about his status. Also, yeah, I think the loser of Braun and Carmelo should go up. It's just time. It's just time, and this is a big match that they built to. What matches do you think make the card for Double or Nothing? I think that we'll finally get Swerve and Lee one-on-one there. If not before then, it should have happened a long time before that. But, It I think that'll probably be MJF and the Four Pillars. If not, it'll be MJF and Jungle Boy. I think that would be one. Otherwise, we're talking about 2 months away, so it's hard to say. What matches are you hoping for the Forbidden Door card? Well, since I already answered some, I'll throw some others out there. I want to see Tama Tonga, if he's still there, and Hikuleo against a good tag team in AEW. I would love to see Lio Rush more involved with an AEW wrestler. Lio Rush versus Dante would be great. Lio and Lio and Yo against Top Flight, I think would be a good full circle moment. That's the one that I'm looking at. And I go, okay. Because he said, Lio said that he's had positive conversations with Tony. Shadow Dragonite says, hey, Sean, I was at the AEW house show. 92% tickets are sold. First live show I've been to and had a blast. They even set up a match for TV tonight. Hope they keep up great numbers, but what are your thoughts on it? Heard a lot of people crediting Jeff Jarrett. I reached out and I even mentioned that to Jeff. I was like, hey, just so you know, you're getting a lot of credit for the success of this show. And he was like, I appreciate that note, but it was very much a team effort. Like, he very much downplayed his own success there, but they got a very smart guy in promoting those live events. I think it's very, very smart for them to do things like have Pat Buck wrestle. They should have Sarah Stock wrestle in the future. They should, you got Hook wrestling longer matches. It's very, very smart. I loved the approach that they took. I'm going to look up and down that card real quick. Because I was ecstatic to see Pat Buck wrestling. He's 38 years old. He's in incredible shape. He's great. And it's against QT Marshall. So they had Ethan Page against Sean Dean. And then they did Hook versus Ethan Page. And that match went over 9 minutes. You need Hook wrestling people like Ethan Page for lengths like 9 minutes. Jeff Jarrett and Brian Pillman Jr. All right, you got Jeff Jarrett on the card. Everybody knows him. That's cool. You got Ruby Soho against Holly Hood, Haley J. You get Ruby Soho a quick win. You get Holly Hood some experience against Ruby Soho. Holly Hood is a regional wrestler from the area, controversial to some, but you get her a look on the show as well. Darby Allin, Orange Cassidy against Butcher and the Blade. You're getting an extra date on Butcher and the Blade. You're getting Darby and Orange Cassidy to really, really over talent and a 10-minute match there. QT and Pat Buck. QT, if you see him live, you will see how good he is and see what kind of heat he gets. Love that booking. Britt Baker against Anna J.A.S. Well, Britt is a big star, so you want her there. Then you add a TNT title match, Hobbs versus Daniels. That adds some value. You got Blackpool Combat Club closing out the show, 20-plus minute match with Big Bill and Lee Moriarty. I like it. I like it. Somebody asked if I am an Homo sapien. Not a big fan of the in-ring work, but I want to tell you, brilliant guy. A smart guy, a very just... like a very good interview. He's great. What's the percentage? Wood says, do you think the more likely scenario is that Vince continues to have a say in creative but never assumes full control again? I do think that's the likeliest scenario. Again, I got that one talent that swears it's coming, it's happening, it's already happened, yada, yada. And that person's never led me astray before. I want to say that, but I think that Vince understands the backlash that would come as a result of that. Brandon Charles Powell says, I've heard that Statlander is about to return. Have you heard the same? If Taya does not beat Jade and Statlander is ready to return, it's got to be her to beat Jade. We got to see what the reaction is upon her return. You just never know how that will be. I'm sure she'll be fine. I'm sure she'll be fine. But I mean, man, she had that knee surgery and it was September, October. It's August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. About 8 months ago. So yeah, within the next few months, I would imagine so. She's been backstage at a bunch of shows like Toronto, Lexington. I've seen her backstage multiple times. Matt Hennessy says, Sean, are you doing the media call for NXT Stand and Deliver? If so, could you ask HBK about Roddy Strong's status? What are your predictions for Stand and Deliver? If I get the opportunity to... yes, I will. I don't know if I will be on that, but I will see what I can do. I'll be in LA. So again, I will try my best to do that. But I've been asking about Roddy Strong every day. I asked Marina about Roddy Strong. She just said, well, he's fine. I'm like, Marina, you know that's not what I'm asking. But I will ask. Predictions for Stand and Deliver. I got Gargano over Waller. Breaker over Hayes. I think Breaker is more main roster ready. Or I think Hayes is more main roster ready. And they've been getting looks at Trick lately too. I think that Roxanne is going to come in and win the ladder match. Or they'll do another Shawn Michaels. Oh, no, here's the double title thing. And I think it would be maybe Tiffany that won. I think Alba and Isla win the tag titles. Elia for the North American title. Creed Brothers win the tag titles back. And Schism wins. You want WrestleMania weekend. You want to see Ava with a victory there for publicity reasons. Ayash says, it's 1 a.m. in India and I'm awake because you're the best. Well, thank you so much. That means a lot to me. I just appreciate that any of you guys give a shit enough to be here or subscribe or anything like that, man. I appreciate it. Corey says, prediction on who MJF should face at Double or Nothing. Someone from the four pillars. I think MJF versus Darby would be amazing. I think if it is one person, it'll be Jack Perry. I would think that that's the direction it goes, but I think it'd be a four-way. Pro Wrestling Podcast says, I'm a simple man. I see a CM Punk tweet. I click. I'll have some more on him. Pretty soon, I'll have the biggest update I've had on him in months on FightfulSelect.com. Call me crazy. And still, some people will be unsatisfied, but to hell with them. Call me crazy says, how would you feel about WWE doing an all-female show? Wish they would. It's good value for the network, too. It isn't hard for them to do. They got a performance center. They could do one there. Chris Spire says, is it me or is Triple H trying to cool off Becky? He never saw it in Becky in NXT. Some fear the same thing is happening now. I don't think he's trying to cool off Becky. I just think right now isn't her time to be atop the card. And right now it's her time to do something a little bit different. And I think that's fine. I don't know that this was the plan like forever ago, but I don't think he's trying to cool her down or anything like that. I really don't. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Gustavo says, hi, Sean, with Nikki Bella saying they aren't going to AEW. Do you think it's true? Could there be women's tag champs in AEW in their near future? I don't believe she's going there imminently, but what I have always said is workers work. And when anybody is like, oh, Sean, how do you know they weren't working? You were pushing the agenda. That's what I always assume. That's what I always expect. It's my job to disseminate that and figure that out. But it's one of those things where it could absolutely happen. If they have severed ties, then I believe that eventually they will probably pop up in AEW for some reason. Eloquent says, when will Athena be on Dynamite again? Well, right now she's doing the ROH thing. She's primarily in ROH, but I think that after her title run, she will be. Jennifer says, Thunder Rosa posted a training vid on Instagram. Seems like she might be close to returning. Glad she's healing up. How would you book her return? I would book her return by having the outsiders overwhelm the originals, Britt included, Jamie included, and I would have Thunder Rosa make the save, and then you have Thunder Rosa eyeing down Jamie and Britt. And I say this because do I know that Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa don't like each other? Yes, I do. Do I know that Jamie Hayter and Thunder Rosa don't like each other? Yes, I do. However, Britt and Thunder Rosa have always been absolute pros and work together. That's all you can say. Those two are fucking pros and work together. Now, I'm sure that maybe one would take issue with the other being called a pro, but like they got the job done together and had one of the best matches I've ever seen. Anna Rudd says, would it be an error to split the titles before Reigns loses? Do you think that it's 1,000 days will play into the Mania decision? Jeremy Lambert is here, and I don't have my earbuds in, so I don't know what he wants me to do. I can't hear you, Jeremy.
I had a question.
Actually, I can hear you. You're coming through my speakers, but hopefully there's no echo. Go ahead.
What are your thoughts? Do I need to send a super chat?
Yeah, please send a super chat.
Oh, I'll just give you back some money, like a SpongeBob episode or something.
Finally.
What are your thoughts on the new WWE 2K23, Sean Ross Sapp?
I haven't played it much. I know you're doing streams over on Overbooked, which I like. Son of Sid. Yeah. Very clever. Very, very clever.
They don't have Sid. Like, the ring announcer name Sid is not one of the options. So you can't be called Sid. I was highly upset about
that's
that.
Wild.
How does that happen? Terrible. Oversight.
Has he refused to show up for bookings because of Donald Trump's travel ban yet?
No, I've not taken a couple bookings because I had a softball game that I had to go to for a few of them. The Rock got me heat within the company. He wanted to, you know, not build the universe around me. So really? he tanked my live event by.
I believe that.
Yeah. By giving away a bunch of trucks is the story.
Shazam's going to jump ship to your company.
It might not have a choice.
But you're going to be able to buy DC for pennies on the dollar soon, and you'll get to keep all the IPs and then just never do anything with it.
What do you think we could do with the DC IP? Like, how?
Oh, I'd start a wrestling company.
Yeah. Well, they do that. They do that in, I guess Marvel does that with AAA. Marvel has the crossovers with like Spider-Man, and Brian Cage is playing like the Punisher and stuff.
Yeah, that's why I wanted like the Disney thing. Like, I'm like, come on. I want Johnny Gargano wrestling Sid from Toy Story.
But it's Kevin Owens. I want Johnny Gargano wrestling, I guess that's Marvel. Disney and Marvel are one. Sid from, what show am I thinking of? I don't know. Toy Story would make sense. That's Disney, though. Isn't Disney and Marvel under the same banner? That's not DC.
Yeah, that's what I would want. But okay, if we had DC,
yeah,
you do the blue and red Superman tag team. Come on, the Electro.
We could actually get John Cena in a Superman outfit. Like,
you could actually get John Cena to show up in general.
He shows up more than some people on
the Rock roster. Might actually wrestle.
Yeah, The Rock doesn't show up. Cena's at least coming around. And
Will Smith's going to slap people as the Suicide Squad guy. Like,
what do you think of
The Rock instead of Chris Rock?
Bobby asked, do you believe Bray will compete at Mania?
No. Just me? I don't.
What do you think of my idea that Bobby Lashley is in the ring to start night two of WrestleMania and the lights go down? And when they come up, there's a box-like structure on the outside of the ring. And then when they do the jack-in-the-box thing and then pops up, it's Alexa Bliss still with the black goo on her face. And then the lights go down again and Alexa points, and behind Bobby is the Fiend, and the Fiend shows up behind Bobby. 2 years later, the Fiend and Alexa come back together to open night two.
The fuck? What the hell is this guy's problem? What is this guy's problem?
What happened?
I kicked you off the stream, Jeremy.
Why? That's a great idea. People are always like, where's the long-term booking? They don't do long-term stories. This is 2 years in the making right here.
I'm going to read. 2 years. I know you know who sent this message, but I'm going to read a message from after that WrestleMania.
Okay. Quote, I already know what this is. Yeah.
The Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton match and finish. Quote, no one at any point among the journey once had a fucking clue as to what the fuck was supposed to happen. They changed the finish on Friday to them. They bragged it was a surprise. Randy was supposed to lose and have months off. And then the person says, now I hear that Randy, Braun, and Drew have a triple threat match. That will be a Matt classic.
It was it not?
Jesus Christ.
See, everybody in the chat, they're saying that I was cooking with that idea. I'm a brilliant WWE storyteller.
Yeah, to people that still have the Fiend avies, of course you were.
They would love
to Mr. CJ Lilly. Love you, Mr. CJ Lilly. Sending us 8 super chats a week about Alexa. Of course you are.
I love the Fiend. I miss Bray Wyatt. I hope he's doing well. I hope he's back on my television soon. Everybody can watch. I will stop annoying you, Sean Ross. The wife messaged up. She's like, are you doing a show? I was like, no, I'm just annoying Sean. She's like, okay, I mean, go ahead.
These shows make, honestly, I appreciate you guys. These shows make a lot of money for us. They make way more money than when Jimmy's actually on. So I'm trying to get him to just scrap Listen Your Boy. Jimmy named that dumbass show Listen Your Boy because for like 3 months, I called myself Your Boy when recording news. And because Jericho had a list, he goes, listen, ya boy. That's it. Yeah. Great job, Jimmy. We're going to call our next show Bo Won the Heisman. That's what it's going to be.
I always wondered why it was called that. I know he had like the list and he's like, here's my list of topics for the week. I never understood the ya boy thing because I never heard
I had a
you
shirt
call
that
yourself.
Said, ya boy.
I never
people
heard
weren't crediting me for my news, so they'd be like, oh, who reported that? And I'm like, your boy did. And I just stopped saying it because this shit was getting obnoxious after several months.
That's I should pick that back up when people are like, oh, who Sean wrote this headline, Sean wrote this article. I was like, no, that was your boy who wrote this article.
I still have people that will send me pictures of their your boy shirts for years ago. By the way, guys, we're gonna add some more shirts to shop.fightful.com. I'm coming up with new designs right now, actually.
Get the Gisperto did a very good spotlight logo. Put that on a hoodie. So
he kicks ass, man.
Oh, Gisperto rules. He's the best. Put that on a hoodie and Steven Jensen will buy one. So at least one will get sold.
There you go. Guys, leave a thumbs up on this stream if you all don't mind. I would greatly appreciate it. But
hold on. Let me plug stuff. I have people want to, you know, where they can find me cooking some more. I actually have had requests for like spotlight hoodies. People love the hoodies because Jensen's a big hoodie guy wearing his Cody hoodie.
Well, I'm working to get different material for them because I didn't like the material of the old ones. So we're working to get some more there.
Everybody. Yeah. Get some more Graps hoodie merch. They rule. Get some paywall fill merch. That's what we need. Everybody can watch me cook on the Spotlight Wednesday. I don't even know what day my show is. Thursdays at 9:30. We're a morning show, Sean. We're a morning show. Thursdays at 9:30 Eastern. We've got Moe's talking about referee Spo, who passed away last week. He's going to be on the show this week, sharing some stories and stuff. Maybe he took him to Sonic, and I can write an article about Spo going to Sonic, and you can yell at me. For that.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what. I hope you're not sharing your pube trimmers. Let's be real. Big nasty pubes are gross. You want that tree to stand taller. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of landscaping. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of manscaping. With manscaped.com and that code FIFA, you're going to save 20% off your order and get free shipping. What a deal! And how about this? They've got a ton of deals on that site. They got a lot of bundles, a lot of packages to help out your package. But it's not just your package. It's your body. It's your hair. They got deodorant. They've got shampoo. They've got foot deodorant. They got ball toner. They got everything at manscaped.com. And when you use that code FIFTHFUL, get 20% off your order and free shipping. Just a plethora of different options. Maybe you want to try a little bit of everything. Maybe you just want to try one thing. Well, Manscaped. And the code FIGHTFUL will get you there. Make that tree stand taller and trim it up a little bit with Manscaped. Jeremy is now gone. Andrea says, do you think it would be an error to split the titles before Reigns loses? Do you think the 1,000 days will play into the Mania decision? If so, it's Mark booking. Yeah, it shouldn't play into it at all. 1,000 days is a nice number, but several people have had it longer than that. So what's it matter? Well, I don't think it's wrong to split the titles before Reigns loses. Like, if he lost the WWE Championship to Cody, I'd be completely fine with that because the Universal title is the big one to him. The WWE Championship is the big one to Cody. Patrick says, who do you expect to dethrone Jade Cargill, and do you think AEW is planning a women's blood and guts match? Mercedes, if she ends up coming to terms with AEW for some reason. Chris Statlander otherwise, but I think they should plan a women's blood and guts match. I think that is the plan. All right, I think that should be the plan. I think that would be very, very good. I mean, like, why not? Darren says, do AEW and Billy Starks have a verbal agreement to stop her going from NXT? No, she's in high school. She has not graduated as of yet. She is still a free agent, but she's still doing bookings. She Darren mentions that she's a regular in AEW. I just think she's taking those bookings right now. But last I asked her, she wasn't signed. Ray says, what modern wrestlers do you think would make good trainers and producers in the future? Matt Hardy, Ethan Page are two of them. Steve Macklin. Oh my God. Steve Macklin is such a brilliant wrestling mind. Ricky Shane Page is already doing it. Those are a few that I look at and I'm like, yep, they would be really, really good. Don't know if Becky would want or need to, but I think that she would be really, really good at it as well. Gallows and Anderson, I think, would actually be really good because they would be able to bridge that gap. Denise Salcedo is a special guest on Coexisting After Dark Friday, 5 p.m. on Fightful Select. Nothing I love more than Rob Wilkins booking somebody that's going to cost me money. Nothing makes me happier. Boxcar Racer says, finally got my Bola 23 Blu-ray with Yas appearing at PWG. What's the possibility of Danielson or others making a surprise appearance in the future? I think it's very possible that they make a surprise appearance in the future. I think they understood the buzz that it got, but I think it's very likely, very possible, especially as PWG starts to regain some of that cachet that they had with the audiences. Dom Renan or Ramondo says, hey Sean, love Fightful. You see Jay White on the Raw after Mania beating a cocky Theory for the US title after he beats Cena. I always thought that Switchblade beating Cena would be a great introduction, but you know what? As a consolation, I don't think that would be so bad. Johnny says, can't wait for MJF versus Goldberg versus Sting. Sting isn't wrestling singles matches, at least according to him in the Seahawk feature that he did. Brian says, Sean, any word on Eric Young, Vincent, and Dutch? Vincent and Dutch haven't wrestled since their tryout. I've asked Vincent. He hasn't told me anything. I know that Eric Young was planned on going to WWE. And since you group those names together, I'm sitting there like, Izzy says, is Triple H trying to retire the Universal title? Not that I've heard. I just haven't heard anything about that as of yet. Michael Carter, thank you for becoming a YouTube member. Amir, thank you for this super chat. Again, if you can't type your message in there, it means you got to up the super chat. I think that's like 20 cents or something like that over here. Trust the Process says, any details on the AEW Saturday, July 8th event they announced? Is this the premiere of a new third weekly show or a one-off? I haven't seen it. Let me check and see the time. AEW July 8th. Reminder, guys, we're going to FightfulSelect.com right after this. I'm going to tell you about Goldberg, who has interest in him, some CM Punk stuff as well. Lots of topics that we're going to discuss there. I haven't seen anything about the July 8th show. I wish I had more for you, but I will find out. I think it's a house rules show, though. Flame Inc. says, do you think one day you'll be the new Meltzer? I don't know what that means, but Dave and I do categorically different things. We both break news, but I will never, ever, ever be a historian. And he's very, very good at that. Pro Wrestling Podcast says, I was at the House Rules show. Great atmosphere. Couldn't believe the crowd size. That's always good to hear. I want to hear about these live events doing well for every company because I want them to do more cool, special stuff. Could AEW and WWE ever do something together? I think so. I think it's possible. I think it would have been more possible before WWE tampered with a lot of those AEW contracts. I know there are people in AEW and WWE both that have pushed for it, but I don't know if it's realistic. What's the percentage? Wood said things have been quiet recently on the WWE sale front. Any update on what you think happens? Is it possible the Saudis to lose? I don't know if it's the Saudis to lose. I think that WrestleMania being in LA, they'll probably host a lot of people, a lot of potential buyers, and they'll see about bids. I don't think that $9 million is the hard or $9 billion is the hard price. 27 at 27 says, if Punk comes back, how would you integrate him with MJF? As a fan, do you think AEW is better with or without Punk? Go Oilers, go. I think it's better with Punk. I think it's better with Punk when he is a positive influence on the locker room. The scrum was bad. Calling out Hangman for no reason was bad. Those shouldn't have happened. I think that MJF wouldn't be on Punk's radar for a while. You got the Young Bucks, you got Kenny Omega, you got Hangman first, and he should integrate that with FTR. Tim Gordon says, guesses on Adam Cole's opponent for next week. I'd love it if it was Pac. I think that'd be a good one. But that's just a guess. Any word on Serena Deeb? Nothing besides she is still on the roster. She's still a part of AEW. I assume she's hurt, but I haven't necessarily heard anything late on her. I've been asking, though. Amir, he says, I'm donating my super chat. I can see my question, but I don't see why Sean can't see it. So when you send a super chat, you have the option to send it with the super chat. But the conversion rate for what you're sending is like 20, 30 cents. So it's not going to let you send one. So when you go up to like $1.99 or above that, then you can type it in. Trust the process says, is Mercedes and AEW pretty much dead at this point? I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that at all. Chi-Town Spurs says, who would you have join the Outcast now that they're no longer just ex-WWE? Well, I mean, they still kind of are. Says Phil, both Ty and Thunder could join based on how the crowd has reacted. Maybe Ty and Anna, but I would like to see them keep it ex-WWE as much as possible. I really would. But let's look at the roster here. I don't think Serena would fit. Who's in it that's not WWE? What am I missing? It's Saraya, Tony, and Ruby. But as I look, I mean, Ty would be a good one, and then Anna just kind of vouching for her. Those would be all right. I don't think Athena fits in there. We're going to wrap this up, guys. So we're going to cut off Super Chats because I'm still behind. Peacemaker versus Black Adam versus Drax at Mania 39. KE775 says, if they bring up Carmelo, would you put him with Hit Row for a couple of months to help them get back on the right path? I think that there's the thing of like, hey, we got a black wrestler coming up. Let's put him with Hit Row. I don't like that. I don't just like that of just doing it. If he wants to do it, if Hit Row wants him to do it, then yeah, I would like that. But if they think that it's a fit, sure. Chi-Town Spurs says, what's your favorite frog splash? Art Bar, like the art, but not the person. What's Bruce Pritchard's role in WWE Creative? I mean, he's in WWE Creative. He deals with an awful lot of talent as well. I've heard of several talent that talk to Bruce Pritchard and get input on their character. Ryan says, do you have any more updates on Bray? Is his match with Bobby off? Has Vince been backstage since his appearance at Boston? Vince hasn't been backstage since the Boston appearance. Bray, the last I've heard is he hasn't been at shows of late. He's under the weather. That's what Creative was told. Mr. CJ Lilly says, hey, SRS, Alexa chat. Hope she's doing well. So glad they caught early before it turned to something worse. Me too. Sending all the love to Alexa Bliss. They caught some skin cancer very, very early on. So I just... glad she's doing better, and I would imagine that's why she's been sidelined or out, but I'm just glad to hear she's doing okay, honestly. I mean, she's been great every time I've ever dealt with her interpersonally. Larry says, would or will Fightful ever buy out WrestleTalk or Cultaholic and take over the YouTube wrestling sites on both sides of the Atlantic? We've had the opportunity to buy multiple wrestling sites, and ultimately it hasn't been worth the amount that we're spending. I know that WrestleTalk, I know their business model because I had talks with them years ago. I can't speak to Cultaholic, but I don't know. I just love working with WrestleTalk. I'm hoping that whenever I go over to London this year, I can do some work with them. I just absolutely adore those guys. They are wonderful. They are entertaining. They do so many different things. They have fun. I can't say enough great things about WrestleTalk. And I don't know a lot of the people at Cultaholic. I've done a couple videos with them, but I've got great experiences with them as well. But I got to know and work with the WrestleTalk guys so much. And I just love them. They are also largely responsible for any of my successes on that entire continent. I mean, I it'd be ignorant to say otherwise. And also, board game club or No Rolls Barred, whichever one I did, was some of the most fun I've ever had on camera. Just Mass Does Wrestling says, any word on WWE not knowing the winner for Cody versus Roman? I don't know if WWE doesn't know it, but like the talent don't know it yet. Wrestle Talk announced they'll be doing storylines again. God, I love doing their storylines. Ryan says, where's Shinsuke been? He hasn't been on TV for a while. Can you find out? So I've asked about it numerous times. He did work a random live event at the end of January, or a couple of live events. But other than that, he hasn't been on WWE TV in months and months and months. I wish I had an answer for you. I wish they'd give me an answer. But usually I've been getting, I don't have that info. What do I think about Mustafa Ali's song? I love it. I love it. It was great. It was so much fun. That guy is brilliant. He's playing the smarmy guy so well. Just so well. Guys, heading over to FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. Right now, I have a bunch of info on Alicia Atoot's free agency, how it came about. We spoke to her directly. I'll drop that interview today. We are doubling, tripling up our interviews over the next couple of weeks because I want to get them out more currently. Any Goldberg news? How about this? FightfulSelect.com right now. I'm heading over there. I want to thank all of you guys for joining us. These shows have been just enormous successes without Jimmy here. So hopefully I can get Jimmy to do this more often because I'm completely fine with this because honestly, the questions I get on the Q&A shows are just categorically different than what we get here. So make sure you guys subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Tune in on Fridays for the Q&A as well. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats. Daniel says, should be MJF's big title matches this year? Sorry, I will wrap that one up. Jack Perry or the Four Pillars. I think the Four Pillars is the best bet. Okada or Tanahashi at Forbidden Door. And then late this year, I think it needs to be an emerging talent who I don't know who it is. Or just a big name. Whatever the biggest name available is at All Out, it should be that. And then the emerging contender. Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.